The Pentagon has narrowed its investigation into allegations that U.S. Marines killed 24 civilians, including 11 women and children, in the Iraqi city of Haditha last November. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and other senior military leaders received an update on the probe this week. NPR's Pentagon reporter Tom Bowman has been following the story and joins us now. Tom, what have you been learning from sources today about what the latest is with the investigation?
What we've learned is that there's one sergeant and one corporal who are the main focus of the investigation, and it's possible there could be three additional lance corporals that could be implicated in the killings. They're all part of Kilo Company, 3rd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment out of Camp Pendleton, California.
And what's the consensus on what exactly happened back on November 19th, 2005, in this town of Haditha?
What we know is a four Humvee convoy of Marines rolled into Haditha. They were hit by a roadside bomb. One Marine was killed, two injured. At the time, the Marines said that 15 Iraqi civilians were killed by the roadside bomb. Now we know that's not true, and that the death toll is 24 civilians killed, and they were killed by the Marines.
And how exactly were they killed? Have they figured that out?
Well, that's still part of the investigation. At the time, the Marines said they were taking fire from four houses, and that's in dispute at this point. So far, investigators have found only one AK-47 assault rifle, and that was in the fourth house that they checked.
There was, earlier reporting that a taxi cab had pulled up to this site soon after this roadside bomb went off. Anything new on that?
Well, we know is they've implicated the sergeant in the killings of the five Iraqis in the taxi cab. These Iraqis were unarmed and they were all shot, according to the investigators, by the sergeant.
I gather there's also new information about more Marines who came into the area after the attacks and took photos. What have you learned there?
That's right. There were two groups of Marines that came in. One was called a human intelligence exploitation team that comes in after attacks and so forth and collects information, computers, documents, ID cards, and they also take pictures. What happened here was they took pictures, found no intelligence value, and just deleted the photos. A second group came in shortly thereafter, a foot patrol led by an officer, we believe. They also took photos, and investigators have those, and they're quite gruesome.
Gruesome?
Yes.
If these photos were to be published, that would be a very big deal, I assume.
There's a great deal of concern what effect the release of these photos and the possible courts-martial of Marines could have on the situation in Iraq, particularly in western Iraq, which, again, is seeing renewed fighting.
We mentioned that Secretary Rumsfeld has got an update on the investigation. Any word on what he's done, what his reaction has been?
Well, again, there's real concern about the photos getting out, about this moving ahead. And Secretary Rumsfeld also stressed to all the military officers there to make sure that all Marines and soldiers understand the rules of engagement in combat and act professionally.
What's the timetable, Tom, for the investigation that's underway?
Well, there were two reports. One is the reporting of the incident itself, which we now know was inaccurate. How did that happen? How far it went up the chain of command and who's responsible? That report could be completed this week. The criminal investigation into the sergeant, the corporal, and perhaps three others, we're looking at sometime next month for that.
NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Tom, thanks very much.
Thanks.